My name is Pastor Dan Adams, and I would like to say thank you for taking 10 minutes of your time to listen to this tape. I believe that the contents of this tape can change your life. I know that it sure did mine. Let me begin by asking you a question. Are you going to heaven? Now, I'm sure that this thought has crossed your mind many times. Maybe a loved one has died, or during a time of illness you found yourself wondering, am I? Will I go to heaven? Like most people, you would probably answer, I don't know, or I hope so. But you're really not certain, are you? Well, I've got some good news for you. The Bible, God's Word, says in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. Notice it says those who believe on the name of the Son of God, that's Christ, have eternal life. Let me emphasize that the Bible says there are some people who have eternal life, and these people know that they have it. Therefore, you can know that you have eternal life. Maybe I can take a moment and explain a few things about the words and terms I'll be using. Now, when we talk about salvation or eternal life or heaven, we're referring to the same basic thing. When you're saved from going to hell, and now you're going to heaven. All the saved have eternal life. This life comes from God. In fact, it's a gift from God. Heaven is where the saved go. The same is true of words like trust and faith and believe. These words all say the same basic thing. A believer is someone who believes that Jesus died on the cross and paid for their sins, all of their sins, their past sins, their present sins, and yes, even the sins they've not yet committed. Trust means that I'm trusting him to do what he said he did. He died for my sins. Faith is my confidence in him that he accomplished what he said he would do. Now, I'm sure you would not hesitate to admit that you're a sinner. I know that I am. Even though I've been a believer for over 30 years, I find that I'm still a sinner. Now, admitting that we're sinners is the first step that we take as we search for the answers to the question, am I going to heaven? The Bible says in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. God is a standard that we measure ourselves by. Do I fall short of his perfection? Well, if your answer is yes, then you're a sinner. Even the Apostle John, very late in his life, a life of faithful service to the Lord, made this confession. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Now, I realize that you're probably not a terrible sinner, but are you as good as God? If not, then you're a sinner. Now, you probably are like I was, and you think that somehow you can undo or pay for the things that you've done wrong. I think most people could be divided into maybe three basic groups of people. There are those who have tried to be religious, or maybe they're trying to meet God's expectations now. The third probably would be those who are afraid to try. They just give up. They don't want to be a hypocrite, or worse yet, make a fool of themselves. Maybe you're trying or have tried to live a religious life. You tried to stop doing certain things that you felt were sin. Maybe you're even successful in quitting some sinful behavior, but there's still things that are very wrong in your life. Maybe you even tried church, reading the Bible, tried to be a better person. You might have prayed and felt that you made some kind of commitment, but you still don't know. You're still the same confused person. This is one of the tragedies that I encounter when talking to people about Christ. They have this deep-rooted idea, this belief that somehow they can or must pay for their sins. But there's some magical formula that they can find, something that they can do, and by doing these good things, God will say to them, come on in, you did the best that you could do. Well, I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. In Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, the Bible says, the wages or the payment of sin is death. If you pay for what you've done wrong, it will take eternity separated from God in hell. In Revelation chapter 21 and verse 27, and Psalms chapter 5 and verse 4, the Bible says that heaven is the perfect place. Heaven is God's home. And he'll not live with sin. God will not allow sin in heaven, nor will he allow a sinner to come there. You must be perfect, absolutely sinless, to go to heaven. Maybe you think that you can keep God's commandments. And by keeping them, this will make you sinless. Well, I hate to disappoint you again, but the commandments were not given to make us sinless, but to establish that we are sinners. In Romans chapter 3 and verse 20, the Bible says that the law is the knowledge of sin. Now, the Bible says in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, Let me quote it. It says, "For by grace are we saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Now, this verse says that we're saved by grace through faith, not by our works. Grace means God's unmerited favor through our faith, or our faith in Christ. It is not of works, lest any should boast. God does not owe anyone entrance into heaven because they've been such a good person. Going to heaven cannot be earned by living a religious life. By now, you're probably thinking, if I'm this bad, why would God want to save me? Well, the answer is quite simple. God loves you. John 3:16 says, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Romans chapter 5 says that God commendeth or displayed his love toward us while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now, these verses teach us that God loves us. God loves the world in John 3:16. Mankind, that means. The world is mankind. And the verse in Romans says that God commendeth or displayed or demonstrated his love at Calvary, where Christ was crucified for us. And you know, also notice the verse says that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. Well, I pray by now you're convinced that you can't save yourself by your good works. And I'm certain that you don't want to pay the debt of sin that you owe by going to hell. This leaves you with only one option. That's Christ. Almost 2,000 years ago, Jesus went to the cross of Calvary, and there God placed on Christ our sin. Every sin that man has ever committed was paid for by Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21 says that he made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Now, this verse says that he, as talking about God, made him, talking about Christ, to be sin for us. Christ who knew no sin. Christ is the sinless Son of God. Now, almost everyone believes that there was a man called Jesus. We remember his birthday at Christmas. We celebrate his resurrection at Easter. But few, and I mean few, believe that Jesus died for their sins. Few believe that God would take their sins, the sins that we've committed, and place them on his sinless Son. Christ died because of our sin. He paid for our sin and came back from the dead, proving that God the Father was satisfied with the Son's payment. Not only did Christ die for our sins, but God took Christ's righteousness and puts it to the account of the believer in Christ. I pray you will believe that Jesus is the one sent from God to save us, and that he did what God sent him to do. You know, the last words that Jesus uttered when he was on the cross was, "It is finished." Man can now know, if he believes in me, that he can go to heaven. Your sins are already paid for. They've been paid for almost 2,000 years. But for God to be able to put Christ's death to your account and to give you eternal life, you must believe that Jesus died for you. Now, you probably don't understand everything perfectly, but you know you're a sinner. You see that God loves you and that Christ died for you. Maybe you should talk to the Lord in prayer and tell him that you're trusting in Christ to save you eternally. Now, this prayer doesn't save you. Your faith in Christ saves you. Now, let me say that God only saves eternally. You can never be lost again. God's word says in John chapter 6 and verse 47, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes in me has everlasting life." Now, he, that's talking about you, that believes in me, that's talking about Christ, hath, or has right now, that's in the present tense, everlasting life. If you're trusting Christ as your Savior, you have eternal life right now. This life cannot be lost. You're eternally secure. Now, this short tape message is not able to answer or deal with all that the Bible has to say about salvation. But everything that you need to know to go to heaven has been covered. If you believe what we just said, there's enough information, if you believe it, to be saved. If you have questions or need more information, write to me, Pastor Dan Adams, 59610 County Road, 145 North Ome, Minnesota, 56661. Or give me a call at 218-659-4658. I'll be glad to help you in any way I can. If you're a believer, you're a child of God. Be sure and read your Bible every day. That's how God talks to you. Pray, that's how you talk to God. And go to a church that teaches that salvation is a free gift. A good church to attend in the Grand Rapids area is a Good News Bible Church in Cohasset. In Door Lake area, you're invited to the Good News Bible Church of Door Lake. Be sure now and share this tape with someone. Thank you, and God bless.